time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
Joined in studio by the one and only Mark Allen. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Did I switch on your mic?
Wait. Well, I can hear myself. Oh. I've got mic problems every time I talk.
I know. I'm so confused when you come in. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks.
Nice. Some leave away.
Yeah. Where did you go to?
Kimberley and Mossel Bay. Nice.
But now when are you getting leave again? Like at December only?
Yeah.
So you need to be like...
Maybe I'll take some time in June.
No, you need to stop. You need to be on your grind.
Well, let's get the stick sorted out.
Yes. Before we can talk about holidays, what's happening at the IT department?
Well, we want to... tell all students that Windows 7 is out. We're not selling Windows 7 anymore.
Okay.
Microsoft has stopped selling it.
Why?
Well, they've got the new ones. They want to get a new one version of Windows 8.1.
Mm-hmm.
And in September, they're bringing out Windows 10, which means it's a brand new way of doing things. They're making the subscription model. So, which means they're going
to
give it to you for free
for the first year.
Yes. And after the first year, you get it for free. So you can upgrade from Windows 7, Windows 8.1. For the first year it's free, and after that they're going to charge you. We don't know exactly what it's going to be, but you know, we students, we get an awesome awesome deal from Microsoft. So I think it's going to be, you know, not
for you to worry about.
Not at all. The nice thing about it is, even if you've got an illegal version,
we need to stop.
Can upgrade it for free, and Microsoft won't worry.
They said,
come on, bring your illegal versions. You can upgrade for free, and we'll give you Windows 10.
Mark, I don't think you should have mentioned that, because now everyone's going to go get the illegal versions.
No.
And now they're going to upgrade the illegal versions. We are not about illegal stuff, Mark.
No, definitely not. And on that point, we talked about it, and I think we need to talk about it every week almost, is ransomware and malware.
Mm-hmm.
We've had another two incidents where students' work is gone. And that happens, you know, it's CryptoLocker, it's ransomware. Someone puts something in your computer and says, you can't get your data unless you pay me $200 or something like that.
And then they come running to you guys.
Yes, and then the problem is, even if you pay it, you don't necessarily get your data back because the guys disappear.
Yeah.
And it's worse than the old viruses of the old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to try to clean the laptop. The data's gone. And even data on your network drive or hard drives, anything that's connected to your computer.
Wow.
So it's serious.
So what should you then do? What should you be on the lookout for then?
Don't click on that link that says, OMG, look at what this guy did.
Or OMG, this lady's leg is her arm.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
those links, they're not good. That's never, never a good thing. And it happens to people's Facebook feeds get hacked. And, you know, it sounds like your friend is sharing this with you.
I was actually speaking to a friend last week. He was saying about how his Facebook got hacked. And he liked a page that Steve Hoffmeyer stuff. And he didn't even like the page. And then he was really upset because his Facebook got hacked.
Yes.
So it could be one of those.
Exactly. Okay. And it's quite difficult to get rid of it. But, you know, come to us. We can definitely help you with getting rid of those sort of hacked stuff on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
But don't open up zip files from your email. If it sounds too good to be true, it almost ever is. So that's sort of standard stuff, but it's actually a problem, and we want to let students know, you know, look out for those things.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about apps. You know,
I love when you talk about apps because I feel like you always bring me something new. Then I go home,
yes,
and then I'm on my phone just trying to get this app. But
yes,
like, most of them I couldn't.
well,
some of them are for iPhones.
Android. Yes. Well, luckily it's getting better and better.
Do you have for me?
Well, I want to just... We raved about Snaplift. Was it Swiftly, right? And we were going, oh, it's awesome. Go buy coffee. And
they're not awesome.
Yeah, they're gone. They failed.
What?
That's a part of startup, eh? They stopped working. I think you can still buy up until end of April. And then, they can't. I don't know why. Nobody knows why. No, we don't. Not even us with the insight know why. It's such a great service. I don't know why more people didn't use it. But I mean, the two things that I think students can, if they really want to do that, you know, buy a coffee online or buy anything online and just go and pick it up. There's orderin.co.za, which is quite a nice, easy to use service.
Okay.
And also, Mr. Delivery. It's got a very nice online I know. See, I can just see you. You're thinking of the old Mr. Delivery.
Yeah, that's literally what I'm thinking.
They've changed a bit. You mean, have a look. Yeah, they've upgraded. I had a look at it. It looks very good. Okay. So check it out. Just, you know, Google Mr. Delivery and you'll find it. It's easy to use.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.